Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The National Rifle Association says armed police officers should be posted in every American school, adding its voice to the national conversation following the Sandy Hook Elementary School tragedy. The NRA asserted that Congress should foot the bill for increased security and do so immediately. NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre.
I call on Congress today to act immediately to appropriate whatever is necessary to put armed police officers in every single school in this nation, and to do it now, to make sure that blanket safety is in place when our kids return to school in January.
LaPierre said the only thing stopping a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Close to 200,000 people have attached their names to an online petition on the White House website pressing for gun control. As NPR's Scott Horsley tells us, President Obama is responding with a pledge for swift action to address gun violence.
Hundreds of thousands of people have signed petitions on the White House website calling for new laws and other action aimed at preventing gun violence. President Obama posted a video response promising to do his part, but also saying those who are concerned with gun violence need to remain active.
If we're going to succeed, it's going to take a sustained effort from mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, law enforcement, and responsible gun owners. Organizing, speaking up, calling their members of Congress as many times as it takes.
Mr. Obama's urged Congress to act quickly to renew the ban on assault weapons, like the one used in Connecticut, and require background checks for all gun purchases. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
After being forced last night to scuttle a vote on his proposal to avert the fiscal cliff, House Speaker John Boehner says he'll keep negotiating with the president and Senate Democrats. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Boehner added he's not concerned about losing his speakership.
Speaker Boehner had a simple explanation for why he called off the scheduled vote on his so-called Plan B.
Because we didn't have the votes to pass it. It's not the outcome that I wanted. That was the will of the House.
Boehner said too many Republicans feared voting for Plan B would be seen as raising some people's taxes. But he insisted he's not walking away from talks, even though House members have left Washington.
I will continue to work with our colleagues in the House and the Senate on a plan that protects families and small businesses from the fiscal cliff.
Boehner said House Republicans are prepared to come back to Washington if needed. David Wall, NPR News, the Capitol.
Global markets fell in the aftermath of Washington's latest failure to resolve the tax and spending stalemate. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 164, NASDAQ down 41. This is NPR. President Obama is poised to tap Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry to lead the State Department. The Massachusetts Democrat was long a Senate favorite for the post, pending the retirement of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Kerry became the president's first choice after U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice withdrew her name from consideration last week. NATO says the Syrian government is continuing to use Scud missiles against the rebels trying to bring the government down. Terry Schultz reports the military alliance is maintaining its guard against missiles crossing into NATO member Turkey.
NATO head Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the alliance has detected the use of Scud-type missiles inside Syria in recent days.
We strongly regret that act. I consider it acts of a desperate regime approaching collapse.
The U.S., Germany, and the Netherlands are readying Patriot missile systems for deployment to Turkey to defend against possible incursions by Damascus, especially the use of chemical weapons.
The recent launch of missiles has not hit Turkish territory, but of course there is a potential threat.
The Patriot missiles are expected to become operational next month. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Washington Today said aloha to the late Senator Daniel Inouye. At the time of his death, he was the longest-serving member of the Senate, third in line for the presidency. President Obama and former President Clinton were among the mourners as official Washington turned out for the funeral of the late chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee and World War II hero. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, working with states to improve voting systems and the electoral process at pewtrusts.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned, though, at 1 o'clock for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and then at 3 o'clock for Roger Cash in Freetown Radio. Back now to October of 1968, and music from the band Canned Heat. from 1972, music from a small garage band out of Northern California called the Charles Ford Band. Charles Ford was actually the father and not in the band. In the group, Patrick Ford on drums, Mark Ford on blues harp, and a young Robin Ford on guitar and vocals. Robin, of course, has become a very, very well-known, highly respected blues artist. He was one of the founding members of the jazz fusion band, the Yellow Jackets. He was the main guitarist for Jimmy Witherspoon for years and quite a talent. Robin Ford with his brothers, Rest Your Mind on Jesus. And I was preceded by Canned Heat. We heard Canned Heat doing a number called Christmas Blues from 1968. They were hot back then and definitely a very, very strongly based blues band. Next year on KRVS, in keeping with music that is appropriate for the season, back to the year 2000 and the landmark disc Spirit of the Century. The Blind Boys of Alabama with David Lindley on guitars, Charlie Musselwhite on blues harp. Thank you.
together, right now, yeah. Let us get together, right now, yeah. Let us get together, right now, yeah. Oh, let us get together, right now, yeah. Let us walk together, right now, yeah. Let us walk together. Walk together right down here. Yeah. Well, let us walk together, children, right down here. Yeah. Well, let us do our living right down here. Yeah. Let us do our living right down here. Yeah. Let us do our living right down here. Yeah. Well, well, let us do our living, children, right down. Get out of here. Right down, yeah. Let us shout together, right down. Let us shout together, right down, yeah. Oh, let us shout together, children, right down, yeah. Let us do our dressing right down, yeah. Let us do our dressing right down, yeah. Let us do our dressing. Right down, yeah. Well, well, let us do our dressing, children, right down. Well, well, well. Yeah. Let us moan together right down here. Yeah. Let us moan together, right down, yeah. Let us moan together, right down, yeah. Well, well, let us moan together, children, right down. Well, let us join together, right down, yeah. Let us join together, right down, yeah. Let us join together, right down.
From 1960, and from a disc called Harlem Street Singer, the blind Reverend Gary Davis with Let Us Get Together Right Down Here. Davis, originally from the Carolinas, first recorded in 1935. Later, in the late 50s, he had relocated for some years by that time to Harlem and was about to become very, very well known. Before hearing blind Gary Davis here on KRVS, we heard the Blind Boys of Alabama from the disc Spirit of the Century again. David Lindley on guitars, Charlie Musselwhite on blues harp on that track accompanying the Blind Boys of Alabama. They're quite amazing, a rendition of Amazing Grace. Next here on KRVS, another blind guitar evangelist, probably the most famous in the blues circles, talking about Blind Willie Johnson. We're going to go back to December 11th of 1929 and a room above Werlein's Music on Canal Street in New Orleans. Here is Blind Willie Johnson on guitar and vocals with You're Gonna Need Somebody on Your Bond.
You gotta need somebody on your bone. upon. Now that way and midnight, when death comes slipping in the room, I come all day on your mind. When you were the gambler, body would go down. Fell on your knees and began to pray, call Jesus to go your bond. Somebody on your bond. You're gonna need somebody on your bond. Now there's a way and midnight, when death comes stepping in the room, somebody on your bond. I came to Jesus at all. Buried, wounded, sad, found at home a resting place. They have made me glad. I've got somebody on my bond. Lord, I've got somebody on my bond. Now there's a way, ain't a midnight, when death comes slipping in the road.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
I have read up from a strand grant. He wanna follow the holy land. Follow all the red things, God's will we cry.
I love my story. I never love.
Christmas now. Oh, will it be? I long to review that promised land. And daughter with snow white angels bed. I thought it had a blip. How long will it be?
Booker White recorded back in 1930, that track from one of his first, from his first recording session. Booker White originally from Mississippi, and with his accompanist on that tune, he was copying the style of Blind Willie Johnson, whom we heard prior to hearing Booker White. We heard Blind Willie Johnson from December of 1929 doing one of his classics, You Could Need Somebody on Your Bond, which was a tune also recorded by Charlie Patton and later some other blues artists. Johnson again recorded on that track in New Orleans. He lived in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for some time, and then finally eventually moved to Beaumont. He was in New Orleans. It was in New Orleans where he was almost arrested for attempting to incite a riot. He was apparently playing in front of the Customs House, according to the story. Anyway, it could be apocryphal, but anyway, he was singing a song. What was his version of, what was the tune? I'm going to tear this building down, and the police, according to the story, thought he was inciting the riot, tear down the Customs House. So poor Blind Willie Johnson didn't know what was going on. But anyway, he apparently didn't go to jail at the time. Another tune that that Booker White recorded in that same session we just heard, he Promised True and Grand was the one he did. He also recorded another one called I Am in a Heavenly Way. Rory Block did a fine rendition of that tune on their disc Confessions of a Blues Singer. That one came out in 1998. Here is Rory Block with I Am in a Heavenly Way.
Georgia, I'm going home. Oh, Georgia, I'm ritmo puede andar. No more sickness, no more sorrow, since I've laid my burden down. No more sickness, no more sorrow, since I've laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I've laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I've laid my burden down, burden down, Lord. Since I've laid my burden down, burden down, burden down, Lord. Since I've laid my burden down. Shake glass, hang with angels, since I've laid my burden down. I'm gonna shake glass, hang with angels, since I've laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I've laid my burden down. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Unmistakably, Mississippi John Hurt and his rendition of When I Lay My Burdens Down, or Glory, Glory, whatever you want to call it. Call different things. Mississippi John Hurt, first recorded back in the late 1920s, did 13 sides, and then headed back to Mississippi and resided there in relatively musical obscurity until he was rediscovered in 1963. He spent the last 3 years of his life touring, doing folk festivals, coffee houses, that sort of thing. A really, really amazing, amazing American talent, Mississippi John Hurt. He was preceded by Rory Block. We heard Rory Block from the disc Confessions of a Blues Singer. Again, she did a rendition of the old Book of White recording from 1930, I Am in the Heavenly Way. Next here on KRVS, earlier in the program, hope you were listening then, we heard Charles Brown do one of his Christmas classics, Merry Christmas, Baby. Here he is with another one of them, Charles Brown with Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing silent nights, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas, come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night, and relations, send salutations, sure as the stars shine above. When it's Christmas time, my dear, the time of year, be with one you love. Won't you tell me you never more roam? Christmas and New Year's, we'll find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
fall would break and ease my broken heart. I wish my telephone would ring and ease my broken heart. Drive the Christmas blues away and let the new year start.
Let it start, baby.
Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers with a number called No More Pretty Presents. They recorded that one back in 1992. And before hearing them, we heard Charles Brown. Charles Brown here on KRVS doing Please Come Home for Christmas, one of his classics. We're going to venture back to New Orleans music from Milton Batiste now. Here's Milton Batiste with Big Fat Santa is Coming to Town.
Well, listen to that. I got a story to tell you about this little guy. He came into the joint one night, man. He was all dressed in his red suit and all that, white beard. And he said he knew everything that was going on. Well, around this time of the year, I suspected he did know a lot about you and me and everybody else, you understand? Even explain about being good and bad and all that stuff. When I told him, I said, "Say, man, you sound like a musician or something." He said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I do. I sing a little bit." I said, "Yeah. Why don't you get hooked up and sing this song right here?" "What key?" He said, "Well, that's all right. Now he's coming. You better watch out. You better not shout. You better not talk. I'm telling you why. Me, Big Fat Santa, I'm coming to town. Making a list and I'm checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Me, Big Fat Santa, I'm coming to town. Know when you are sleeping. I know when you're awake. I know when you've been good or bad. So be good for goodness sake. Say you better not pout, you better not shout, you better not cry. I'm telling you why. Me, Big Fat Santa, I'm coming to town. Look out, Watson. Come on now. Play your role.
Christmas time, and I want to see Santa Claus. Don't show me my baby, I'll break all the laws. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Christmas presents, send my baby back to me.
Full of Blues, Room Full of Blues from a disc called Room Full of Christmas, their rendition of Good Morning Blues, an old, who else has composed that? Count Basie did, for one. Definitely an interesting old tune. It was preceded by a rendition of Big Fat Santa Claus is Coming to Town, sort of a takeoff done by Milton Batiste. Next here on KRVS, sort of some crass pandering here. Here's Little Charlie and the Nightcats.
Santa Claus, Santa Claus, please stop by my house today. I want a big bunch of presents for Christmas, and I've got to see you right away. Now I want a diamond ring for Christmas, and an Eldorado too. Three or four more hair suits, and some of them Stacy Adams shoes. But Santa Claus, stop by my house today. I want a big bunch of presents for Christmas, man. I've got to see you right away. And I want to hit the lottery for Christmas, so I don't have to work at all. I want three or four real fine chicks. I want to have myself a ball. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, please stop by my house today. I want a big bunch of presents for Christmas. Got to see you right away.
Oh,
presents for Christmas, man, and I got to see you right away.
Rick Astron, frontman for Little Charlie and the Nightcats, Santa Claus from the Alligator Records Christmas Collection. That wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday anyway. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today and invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way at 1 o'clock on the program American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Don't forget tonight, Big Band Swings with Lee Kleinpeter at 7 p.m. And lots of great music all day tomorrow. And don't forget tomorrow night, if you're a fan of Michael Juan Nunez, you're going to want to tune in to Dirty Rice with Bill Bolens around 8:30 or so. This program is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And again, we are member-supported public radio. Thanks all of you out there who support us. Those of you who don't, please consider doing so. We cannot continue to bring these programs to you without continued and increased support, actually. And from all of us here at KRVS, to all of you out there, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. Wonderful holiday season. Hope everything is goes your way. Have a safe, safe Christmas. To take us on up to the top of the hour, Rick Holmstrom on guitar. Have a great weekend, and again, a Merry Christmas.